From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Three young Hong Kong democracy activists returned to court Tuesday to appeal their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in 2014. Joshua Wong was one of those activists.
I hope that at the Court of Final Appeal, the judge will take into consideration the reason for civil disobedience action so that he can make a clear judgment. In the last 3 years, Hong Kong has seen a lot of action on the streets. It is also important to see what kind of attitude the Court of Final Appeal has when it comes to treating the youth and the activists.
The students face between 6 and 8 months in jail, and a decision has yet to be announced. The United States and Canada host a meeting Tuesday in Vancouver focused on pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa expressed her gratitude to the hosts when arriving.
I'm very happy to be here at this very important gathering, and thanks Canada and the United States for co-hosting this gathering.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland are bringing together officials from about 20 nations, including South Korea. China and Russia were not invited to the meeting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday called on NATO to take a stance against the United States over its plans to form a 30,000-strong Kurdish-led border security force in Syria. Turkey has been threatening to launch a new military offensive against Syria and the Syrian Kurdish militias. This is VOA News. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson on Monday said he would work towards securing the release of two Reuters journalists arrested in Myanmar. Rosanna Philpott reports.
On Monday, Richardson told Reuters he'll travel to Myanmar next week, aiming to meet with the Minister of Home Affairs. He's one of 10 members of an international board advising on the crisis in Rakhine State, chosen, according to him, by the country's leader herself, Aung San Suu Kyi. The Reuters journalists, Hwa Lone and Cho Soo, had been reporting on the crisis. They were arrested on the 12th of December after being invited to meet police officers for dinner. The reporter's lawyer says prosecutors sought charges last week against them under the Official Secrets Act, which carries a maximum sentence of 14 years.
That was reporter Rosanna Philpott. Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh have completed an agreement to repatriate some 650,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar to escape a brutal military crackdown. The repatriations will begin next week with the goal of completing the process within the next 2 years. The repatriation process will give priority to family units and orphans and children born out of unwarranted incidents, a reference to children conceived by rape. The agreement calls for Bangladesh to set up 5 transit camps that will move the refugees into 2 reception areas in Myanmar's Rakhine State. A California couple has been charged with torture after police rescued their 13 malnourished children from a home where some of them had been chained to beds. Ryan Brooks has those details.
The children of David Allen and Luis Anna Turpin were found on Sunday after one child, a 17-year-old girl, escaped and contacted county police using a cell phone she'd found in the house. Authorities say they had believed they were all children and were shocked to discover that 7 of them were actually adults. The parents, who are being held on $9 million bail each, are due in court on Thursday.
Reporter Ryan Brooks. The group Freedom House says 2017 was the 12th consecutive year of decline in global freedom. Elizabeth Chernoff has that story.
Democracy in decline and under assault from nearly every corner of the world. That includes the United States, where an ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election has weakened the country's status as a model for democracy. Russia's disinformation campaigns throughout European elections were also cited as a factor in undermining democratic norms worldwide. In countries like China, experts see a pattern of intensifying repression and censorship under the country's leader, Xi Jinping. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.